I think what's required here is to attract the ubiquitousness of a technology. For instance, if we look at how we have SMS, which really is a technology that is found in every community, I think if we look at the numbers, mobile penetration in Africa has far the greatest impact, you know, pretty much more than any other developed nation. So knowing those numbers allows us to then take down an internet-type ready solution like UCarrot and Kickstarter that joins together communities through social media. Now, if you bring it down to a level of communities, it almost makes sense that you really want to tailor it to simple SMS-based solutions that are readily available in each and every community at lower cost of entry. Now, we look at countries like Kenya, for example, that have predominantly have a user base of about 80%, whereby almost every Kenyan has some kind of what we call a virtual M-Pesa wallet. This is an SMS-driven technology. If you bring it down to wanting to unilaterally, you know, deploy a Kickstarter version or UCarrot version that would use SMS, I think that would make sense. Ultimately, all you're doing is adopting the same interface, bring it down to an SMS level whereby everybody can then be included. Part of the problem right now with internet is that we are leaving some people outside.
So now, at the end of the day, you are saying these people may be left out, but how long would it take for this kind of technology that you're talking about to reach those people that are out of the loop, you know?
I think the transition is already in place. It's a matter of time. Right now, you know, if we look at the people behind UCarrot and Kickstarter, the reason why they predominantly have these platforms over the internet is because they are started in markets where internet and app technology is readily available. They don't necessarily build them for the communities that are probably need the services most, which are probably in emerging markets, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria. But if the technologies were being built from the emerging markets, then the builders of these processes would factor what's readily available. So part of the problem here is the leapfrogging, an aspect of things whereby we build things from well-developed markets and we hope and assume that they will fit very well in markets that probably may not have a well-connected big hauling infrastructure for the internet. So it's a matter of time. I think what we're looking for here is we need some involvement from folks that are already in emerging markets to say, hey, we are adopting this and would like to customize it for our markets, and our markets don't have a ready supply of connectivity.